What's going to work out with the Tanya Dohaskigo, then on the Watahusa Dutch, Ungahuwa, and Hadiwa Nodus, in the Aboriginal Voices, Oscar Dewa Nyawar Oscar, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
And it's 7 o'clock, soon to be 7:01. Mok Chi went a little long. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. And this is the continuation. This part two.
Hour two.
Part two.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lot of fun
the,
having you here, Sean.
Aboriginal nice. Voices. Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really
yeah.
that fun?
Well, you know, you spark a whole lot of things. Look at what you sent me off to do today.
Oh, yeah, really? Well, I didn't send it off. Just like, here, listen to this.
Yeah.
What's this all about?
Yeah. And the next thing you know, we've got an entire show
related
to it.
Have you heard about this? Apparently it happened on Friday.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of something different altogether, today we heard the final agreement or decision by the Board of Governors for Algonquin College in Ottawa.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and Algonquin College, you know, they've got a big campus, and they actually have...
But no students.
Well, I don't know if they have no students, but I think they've decided that they're going to cut approximately 30 programs. Well, yesterday the Board of Governors had a Zoom or that kind of meeting, a virtual meeting that everybody could participate.
Between us and everybody else.
Yeah. They made their announcement. 7 programs will be canceled at the end of this year.
I thought you said 30.
7 are canceled. So
gone.
Yeah, they'll be gone for sure. And then the rest of them.
What is it? Is it carpentry?
Just a sec. The rest
music?
Of them will be phased
program?
Out over the next year or two, is what I was told. Okay. So my thought was, oh, just what you're saying. Is it? My question
was. Oh,
yeah,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
Go to your
oh, goodness.
Yeah,
God.
Just
why?
Type in,
I don't even like using this thing.
Okay. Just type in Algonquin College courses to be canceled, and you'll find a list, I hope. But what I was thinking was, what ones? So when I looked it up, the first three for me happened to be Indigenous related. Whoa.
Doesn't even say. No.
Yes. Yeah.
Doesn't, no. Stick it in with all these words and stuff.
Oh, you get ads like crazy on there.
No, not ads.
No.
It's like...
Yeah. Anyway, the fact that there are two...
Oh, wait. Programs on the list for cuts.
Yes. What are they?
Sustainable architectural design.
Good. So we haven't...
Horticultural industries.
Oh, man.
Horticultural techniques apprenticeship.
All right. So, you know, are these... Never mind.
Oh, gosh, I wasn't far off.
No.
Let's see. Pathways to Indigenous Empowerment.
There you go.
New Indigenous Studies Programs Offered. Oh, so they're getting rid of this one.
Mm-hmm.
This Pathways to Indigenous Empowerment, but they're going to replace it with Indigenous Studies Program. Is that how I'm reading that?
I'm not sure how you're reading it, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
What else?
Applied Museum Studies.
That is a very
That's
important,
a course?
That is, and it's a very important
Like you
one.
Study museums?
No, you the techniques within the labs in the museum. That is important, you know, because look at all of the artifacts that are found in different places, and they have to be kept in a museum. And how do you go about labeling them, storing them, all
pull
that sort
them out,
of thing.
You pull out the thing and you set it down beside your coffee.
Somebody has
so
to plan and organize that. And
they
that's
teach
the person.
You not to do that.
Yeah.
To put the coffee elsewhere and put
well,
your little
you're having fun with
this,
but that's an important one for small museums all over Ontario. Okay, so, next, what else is there?
Design foundations.
Mm-hmm.
design foundations. So like foundations for
I think that's
buildings?
Understanding what you need to do to design anything. People who have 3D printers, you got to design something.
Yeah, you do have to design. Yeah, but I like you just learn that.
No, you don't. Well,
you just learn that. Like,
it'd be better to teach people how to do it before they waste another life. Look, keep looking down the list. Filament.
Arts and science, Aboriginal, and then it says new Indigenous studies programs offered. So they're going to take this arts and sciences one, Aboriginal.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't even know what that means. Does that mean like just only First Nations can take that one?
Good question, but they're
kind of shooting themselves in the foot on that one.
They're going to design a new one, but that means they're killing a course outright, and then they don't have anything to replace it.
No more. No more art and science.
Next one's important.
Wait, journalism.
Yes.
Wow.
And radio.
Where do you see radio?
Well, it's another program they're going to...
No, journalism.
Yeah.
No radio.
Yes, they have a
You're
radio
just
program.
Reading stuff that's not even on there.
No. I know someone who took the course, journalism course, and the radio is included.
Well, why wouldn't they put radio on there?
Well, because the whole journalism program is going to be cut. Well, just think of it.
Journalism,
I'm going
though,
back
but
to
I
the
mean,
first
come
hour.
On, let's face
Facebook
it.
Doesn't want any real news, so we don't want journalists.
Again.
Never mind.
Again,
keep going.
Zuckerberg,
keep going.
Not
keep
the problem.
Going. Yes, he is.
Music, media, and film foundations. That one hurts right there.
See, that's the one you're going to hate.
Music, media, and film foundation.
So,
go on.
Okay. So the indigenous...
We're not going to have music anymore.
Which
is weird, right?
Aboriginal courses and indigenous courses. What's the name of their college?
Algonquin, yeah.
There you go.
Funny.
So what do they know?
What's that?
What do those board of governors know?
I'm going to go on a limb.
Uh-oh.
Cliff? I don't know. Out on a limb.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
A tree limb.
Tree limb and say, they don't know nothing.
Okay. Well, no, but it's just, why are they cutting those programs? And why are they, and here's the interesting thing that I found in my research related to this, that the Board of Governors, a couple of weeks ago, increased the technology for the university, for the college, by $13 million. The budget of $76 million, and now they're adding $13 million. Well, if you can, why are you putting it into technology if you're going to take away students' opportunities to learn?
Because it's got pretty lights. General arts and... Oh, we did that. No, general arts and science.
Yeah, they're moving out of that.
Except English for academic purposes.
What? What's that mean?
Yeah, especially...
They're going to do it in French?
Oh, gosh, I hope not. You know, no, except.
Yeah.
Except English. So English
gets
they're
going to keep English, but get rid of the other arts and science.
Get rid of French.
No.
No?
No, because...
Probably not in Ottawa.
General arts.
Can't get rid of French in Ottawa.
You can't.
As much as we try. music industry arts. Yeah, okay. Illustration and concept art.
Okay.
Cartoons. So, that's cartoons.
There you go.
They're going to get rid of cartoons.
Well, what's...
But,
what,
like, people already
what
know
are the
how
editorial,
to drive. Like,
the cartoon editorial people like, going to do?
People can draw, right? Like, they didn't have to go to school to learn how to draw.
I already
know how to draw. Well, yeah, but we're not the people taking that course.
Oh, okay.
Because we're not good at it.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, we got stick figures. That'd be us. Yeah, but then there's other people that, like, they can draw, like, the Grand Canyon kind of thing. And they know how light works and all that kind of stuff. Not us. And concept art.
Okay. Well, that's my stand.
I say these things, but I am sorry to hear that there are folks going to be most likely out of work, looking for new avenues of
learning.
The people who are teaching.
Oh, like, that too.
They're going to have to go out and look for a new
career.
Yeah, there you go. And it's unfortunate, but you know, things happen.
So
the journalism one
makes me wonder. There's Mohawk College, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are they going through the same thing? St. Lawrence College, they have campuses in different places. Are they doing the same thing?
Who?
St. Lawrence College.
Yeah, I think Loyalist is having problems.
Loyalist
too.
College.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, it's Seneca College, you know, Humber College, Conestoga College. These are all colleges around the province of Ontario. We're only learning about Algonquin College because the board of directors have decided just to cut the programs altogether because they say they don't have enough money for it. And yet, you know, what's happening, you know, why is that? People aren't applying for taking courses or, you know, if that's...
I would say
if it's a supply and demand, that's fine.
I think it is.
Okay. But then what's going to happen? I did hear a politician say, we don't want people to do basket weaving. And I thought, wait a minute.
I heard that one too.
Did you? Okay.
Wasn't that?
And we don't want people to go and learn how to do basket weight. Well, you know, I
wasn't that Doug Ford?
Was it?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. But I didn't see basket weaving on that list that got killed from program development.
It might be under arts and science.
Well, see, the science part you do need because you need to know.
Well, apparently you don't. It got cut.
But that's why I'm saying that maybe in the design and the fabrication.
But you're not seeing like what's in the brackets. There is that Indigenous Studies program is offered. So I think they've somewhat amalgamated.
The only two where they say that is in...
Three. There's three they say that.
Okay. And they're all related to Indigenous. They're planning to do something. So anyway.
No. Down here, English.
Okay. Yeah.
Except English.
So they're not going to have Algonquin language? Mohawk language?
Why not? Why would they?
Well, because they do teach those at the community colleges.
Okay.
Well, anyway. All right. I'm going to do something for you, Sean.
Are you?
I'm going to play a special song just for you. Yeah. You sparked this, actually, this whole hour. Cody Coyote did a song, Revolution.
People think there's only a few Indians left. There's millions of them in the whole continent of America, which includes South America. And one day they're going to be asking for their rights. I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't standing next to the black people, too. So it's either give now or die later.
Time for you to lock in. Freedom's why we rockin'. Walking that we blockin'. Enough with all the talking. Time for you to hop in. Got the people watching. Stopping that we stomping with knowledge that we dropping. Dismantle institutions. Mishandle distribution. Systemic contributions to those in prosecutions. Media illusions. Weakening solutions. They carry racial bias just like the Constitution. This evil ain't a friend of me. I'll break who you send to me. Working with the government, you're working with the enemy. To wait for my integrity, abolish any governance for breaking their supremacy. Forget about the laws when you're standing for the cause. We're fighting for our lives and the ones that we have lost. This is for my chalk, written on sidewalks. Listen to my talk, this is for my part. We're gonna stand, we're gonna find the retributions in our minds. We're gonna stand, we're gonna find the revolutions on the rise. We're gonna stand, we're gonna find the retributions in tremble. Why they keep on staring? Don't care about discomfort, the Kens and the Karens. Think of where they settled, think about the parents. Complicit in behaviors with the privilege they inherit. Need to break the cycle, need to take a stand. Need to check your friends, start to look within. Need to be the idol,
Cody Coyote with Revolution. There you go. I'm thinking, Sean, that...
It's pretty loud.
It was, it was, but I'm sorry about that. But anyway, one of the things that happened today is that you said, have you heard this news? And what's this all about, I think you said, that what you heard?
Yeah, my whole thought process was, what is this?
Yes.
Well, I'll send it to Doug. He's got time to research this stuff.
Yeah, right. It somebody's letting you know that that we have to get moving here.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Hurry up.
Okay. So you sent me the piece. Can you give me a little bit about this, and then I'll tell you what I did with it. So.
What am I telling? You want me to tell, like, what? Like, I think it's better if we just let it
just
play.
Just let it play.
Anyways, it's this woman. She's out in B.C.
Right. Her name's...
Someplace.
What's her name?
Dallas Brody.
Oh, okay. And she put out...
She's an activist.
I
think. I think she could be labeled an activist.
Yeah. This is on...
a concerned citizen.
Those virtual labels, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we can see her. She's standing.
Yeah, she's like right there in front and center.
Look at
this.
This
is my problem, she says.
Look at the recording equipment she has, too.
Because I did notice that. I was like,
Yeah, yeah. I'm envious. And we're in the business.
But, yeah.
So go ahead. Let me hear a little bit of what she had to say, and then I'll tell you
what. Is it on the air?
You're on.
Hi, everyone. Dallas Brody here. This is a 911, an SOS, a Mayday announcement to my riding of Vancouver Quoshena and all the other ridings that are located within the Lower Mainland. The federal government has now granted Aboriginal title over all of the Lower Mainland to the Musqueam Indian Band. The Musqueam Indian Band has approximately 1,250 members. They have a chief named Wayne Sparrow, and I guess he is now the owner of Aboriginal title over your properties. This announcement has been buried in the mainstream media, but was discovered by Juno News and released on Friday. It's interesting that this was secretly leaked out by the federal government just when things were heating up in the Middle East, and late on a Friday it came out. This is an astounding story. And something that should have all of you waking up and taking notice. Your title to your property is now subordinate to the Aboriginal title that has now been given to the Musqueam Indian Band over almost all of the Lower Mainland. This year...
Okay, so I heard that part. And then I thought, well, I'm going to have to go and listen to the little bit more of it. The more I listened, the more I realized a lot of things have to be fact-checked in what she's saying. Because, you know, there's just no way for this to be the whole plan. And, you know, number one, the federal government granted Aboriginal title... The federal government cannot grant Aboriginal title.
No, but...
I mean, they tried to do land grants before, but, you know, it's different than what this lady is trying to tell us. Okay, that's one. Number two, the chief, she named the chief...
Wayne Sparrow.
Mm-hmm. He's now the owner of the title.
That's what she says.
Well, but... That shows her...
It would not be him, personally.
Her lack of knowledge related to
her,
First
her
Nations
lack of
governance.
Understanding in the situation.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that would be one thing that I started. Then she said something that really surprised me, the fact that the government leaked it out.
Leaked it out.
Yeah, on a Friday afternoon.
As though nobody
would be looking.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll just put this out.
And
here.
I got thinking, wait a minute. I don't think
it was because of that Middle East thing.
Oh, okay, but
that's what she said.
You don't leak something like that that's been talked about for how many years?
Yeah.
Yeah, many years. Since 762 or something like that, that George Vancouver showed up and they talked about, you know, maybe
this is his name, here. George Vancouver?
Well, he was the captain of the ship that first met the Musqueam community. Anyway.
And so they decide, well, we'll just name this place Vancouver after him?
Well, I don't know why. We're not talking about that. We're talking about what this lady said. So,
well, wait a minute. Government so there was Musqueam people there.
Yeah, it'd be long before.
There were Musqueam people there. It was pretty well them, right?
Yeah.
And then they shows up, and then he somehow got title, and we're going to call it Vancouver now? Wait a minute.
Yeah. Well, maybe she has to go read 21 things you ought to know before you talk about the Indian Act.
She's just sort of skirting over that issue. Really? Like, isn't she?
Yeah.
Like she.
Oh, maybe she's telling you what it was like a long time ago when those people lost their...
Left that out, she says. Oh, no, I kind of like the name of Vancouver.
I kind of like owning my property.
I'm not sure about like that Musqueam's having a title to my property.
Okay. And then it just the whole 6 minutes, like we only aired the first minute and 30 seconds.
Yeah, it just goes on.
Yeah. So.
Here, I'll tell you how long it goes.
Oh, yeah.
6, 7 minutes.
7 minutes. Okay.
Wow, 6:52.
I didn't spend that much time.
Ouch, Doug.
No, I did.
She worked hard on that.
I listened to the whole thing. But as I listened, I was making notes. Like I did, just did listening to
I thought to myself, gee, I wish I had a pen and paper.
Here it is. I got a pen.
Oh, no, I wouldn't write stuff.
Anyway, But what I did was I thought, okay, where what's my first avenue? Let me back up. Let me go to the date that this came out.
What I like is that, they just gave them Aboriginal title.
Yeah, you can't do that. Well, that's what I was wondering.
The outrage.
Yeah, they gave something away. What? Yeah.
Well, maybe they stole it.
Well, they borrowed.
I've heard tell that happens in them parts.
Anyway, so I thought, okay, where do I go? The date. She gave the date, February or something like that.
February 20th.
Okay. And so I tried to find the information. I wanted to read the actual what was released to the press or to anybody who was listening. And I couldn't find it easily.
No?
No. Talking on a telephone.
Yikers.
Yeah. Well, you go to the source. I guess that's what you're supposed to do.
The horse's mouth, so to speak.
Well, I wouldn't say it that way, but no, I didn't get
the... Oh, no, I guess that would be her. Never mind.
Now, there's another animal in the farmyard.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Anyway.
So you called Ottawa.
So I called, the Crown and Indigenous Services folk, the people who would probably be dealing with this issue.
They knew all about it? Or they say like...
The person I called said, oh, yeah. No,
when
the person
did that
I
happen?
Called said, yeah, I... Forget what you're hearing from outside of that. What would you like to know? I just wanted to know. Can you get me... Tell me, point me in the right direction so I can get a copy of the document.
Okay.
So I did that, pulled it in. Wow, 39 pages long.
39?
Yeah, it's great because the first few words are, it's a new era.
A new era of nation-to-nation partnership.
Partnership.
Ta-da!
The whole thing is related to Indigenous governance and the government of Canada working in partnership over that territory that's named in her map. And it's also the same map that the government gave, okay?
Yeah.
So I got thinking, okay, that, what do I do with this? I've got that. Well, let me check. Maybe some of the mainstream media like print. You said newspapers. I laughed when you said that earlier because I got a copy. But
do they not have newspapers anymore?
They do. The Telegram.
Yeah, the Toronto Star.
The Vancouver Telegram. They have a piece. March the 2nd, they brought it out to talk about this actual partnership.
Okay.
And it turns out... Somewhere in there. Next one down. No, it's an agreement in principle. Okay, so and it's based on the three pillars that they laid out in February of 2026.
Oh, here we go. Here it is.
Yeah, we're going to hear about it in a second. So.
Pillar one.
Yeah. No.
Oh, but it says up here that they signed.
Exactly.
On February 20th. The Musqueam Indian Band and the Government of Canada signed three landmark agreements.
Landmark agreements.
Agreements.
Yeah. One is that
what do you call it?
Indigenous governance.
No. One, what did you call it? You gave it a special little name. Oh, never mind.
Agreement in principle. Yeah. That's basically what this is. So we're gonna. I got that, and I got some. Right there.
These agreements officially recognize Musqueam's Aboriginal title.
There you go.
So it was
recognize
that, yeah, they did have the property before we decided to name it Vancouver.
Right, yeah.
So now it's going to be Musqueam. We'll just change it.
Well, it's good.
Here.
Yeah. But maybe
we figure we call it Musqueam now.
Maybe we'll call it Sparrow after the guy who holds the whole title. According to that person. Never mind.
Well, it's title.
All right. So the two other sources are one's a city.
Oh, wait. Within their traditional territory.
Yeah. That's,
and established a binding framework for a shared decision making across environmental stewardship, marine safety, and fisheries management.
Perfect. Those are the three pillars. Yeah. Perfect.
I mean, it's far from what she was saying.
Well, that's why we
did
the fact checking.
Like, if you just read that.
So, yeah. Well, then.
Put two and two together from this.
Right.
Oh.
Good thing I set this up
then
for
you. Then she goes with the no taxation without representation. That's what she said.
Yeah.
That's like American. That's the Tea Party deal.
Well, I'd rather have my coffee party.
Right there, the Boston Tea Party, right? That was the whole thing.
That's right. Okay, so we're all set. Do you want to hear it?
This will sound really neat. I'm going to say this.
Yeah, well. So this is what I spent the whole day doing, getting organized and ready. I got you a slideshow.
Nice.
And I put it all together so that it looks good. We got an audio with two people sharing with
us. Right here.
Yeah.
It marks a generational shift toward the incremental implementation of Musqueam rights. Incremental.
Mm-hmm.
That means pretty well nothing. Snail's pace.
Snail's pace.
Snail's pace would be incremental.
Okay, so you ready for Nora and Dwayne?
I don't think Brody needs to worry. Okay, go.
All right.
I'm done now.
You aren't. Here we go. Well, that didn't work too well, did it?
Wait a minute, what happened, Doug?
I don't know. That's Well, obviously not the right.
Do I have to go to another slide? Slide number three.
Yeah. Keep going.
You're going to go and get your...
That's right.
Did you pull out the... pulled out the thumb drive before it was done? So here it says, the stewards of the territory since time immemorial. Immemorial. The Musqueam Indian Band have lived on and ungoverned and protected these lands and waters for millennia. Mm. Their traditional territory centers around the mouth of the Fraser River. Where is that, Doug?
Just at Vancouver.
That's Vancouver. Is that this part up here?
The Fraser River comes from Mount Robson area, way up north of British Columbia and through the mountains and then down.
So all these parts. So there's the West Vancouver, the North Vancouver, the city of Vancouver. Man, this guy must have had a big boat. Did he have like a fleet?
I don't know.
An armada?
He had a couple of boats.
Anyways, the Burnaby, Richmond, and Delta. So that's it encompasses all of that. Landscape Greater Vancouver. Okay. So a decade in the making, Doug. Mm. So they've been talking about this since 2016, 10 whole years ago. The agreements are a culmination of relentless advocacy and structured negotiation, not a sudden event. So in 2016, they established the formal reconciliation table between Musqueam and Canada. 2025, jumped like 9 years.
Nine years?
Yeah, like it's here 2016, and then all of a sudden it's February 2025. Signing of the revenue sharing agreement for the Vancouver International Airport. Ooh, that's a big win. Initializing the Musqueam self-government agreement. And then on February 26th, the 20th, signing of the three landmark rights stewardship and fisheries agreement. So it didn't really happen overnight, Doug.
No, that was my first reaction. Yeah. 2016, but it was even going on before that. So you probably heard about a number of the...
So you want to hear the three pillars of the deal?
Yes, please.
Rights recognition agreement, stewardship and marine management and agreement, and the fisheries agreement. Doesn't sound anything like taxing Dallas Brody. Or that Chief Sparrow owns everything now. This foundational 30-page document provides general recognition that the Musqueam have unextinguishable rights, including title, within their traditional territory. Are you ready, Doug?
I'm going to try this for you, but I don't know.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
It doesn't make any sense to me, but we'll try. I'm not sure what happened there. No. Anyway, so you're giving a lot of the data right here. So keep going.
So they established a framework for the incremental implementation of rights. They formalized a new nation-to-nation and government-to-government relationship. Crucially, it dictates how future negotiations will occur, other than acting as a final land claim or treaty itself. So they're just sitting at the same table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just one second.
I don't think we can change the name of...
folks, it is now 11 a.m. on Thursday morning. You're tuned into CFRC 1.9 FM, CFRC.ca. We are broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall, Queen's University campus, Kingston, Ontario. I hope you're all doing well. Hope you've had a good homecoming, whether you're a student
this
or an
This machine is not working for us.
You are now tuned into the CFRC live set.
I don't even know who that is, Doug.
I don't know where that's coming from. It's... The file that I have worked on your computer.
All right.
Never mind.
Play a song. We'll figure it out.
Okay. Well, actually, I was just thinking that... Well, I'm going to have to change my mind here.
How long have we been doing this?
Long enough.
Apparently.
Apparently what? Well, I think it's important to try and figure out what is going on with these rights, and will this stand up to other places?
I don't know. It might.
Oh. So what I'll do is I'll get you a couple of songs.
All right, let's do that. And
we'll start this right now, and we'll be back with some other materials.
Change it, Mother Nature knows the reason why. I'm the queen of the north. Be small. All of them talking, think I don't hear nothing yet. Bet I'm on it, beast mode. Come if you gon' come correct. See your mouth running, I've been coming with that heat though. Everywhere I turn, I hit a figure with that weak flow. The lifestyle of the wicked and the nameless. Making no mistake, these rappers hated on the greatest. It's on my every move, I let them fakes watch. Work them like a job, I have them punching out the time clock. Listen when the rhyme drop, the beat don't never stop. Busting all my life, now a boss. Top notch, a winner never lose. It's how I've been the boss. Stayed paid life. If I want it, I don't care the cost. Flexing and I don't need to floss. I've been the finest and you know that I drop hits. Tell them all, let them know. Lay low when I come around. Cause where I'm from, take no loss. Why I got the crown.
I reside on the north side. I wear my crown with pride. You already know my flow is in beast mode. I'm the queen of the north. I reside on the north side. Wear my crown with pride. You already know my flow's in beast mode. I'm the queen of the north.
And shut them down when I drop the world's finest flow. I'm still the queen of the north to the top, yo. It's where I'm riding, chopping up fresh bag drove. Careful while I'm grinding, know my king got my back though. Cause it's a life in this game, don't ever switch it, no. Just be advised, my level rise, how I surprise him so. I keep moving, never rude, I've been the nicest bro. But let me catch a slip and you gon' meet the side, you never know. I run my own shows, it's how that boss roll. Set up for my people who respect the move to make it pro. But some will never know, I paid and never owe. Maybe I'm the best of the rest, we'll let that shine show. I don't need to prove shit. Slay him on the path like let's go in this do this. Now I'll leave mad. It's how I stay a brap, and now they all sad. Wish they never crossed on a witch in a war path.
I reside on the north side. I wear my crown with pride. You already know my flow's in beast mode. I'm the queen of the north. I reside on the north side. I wear my crown with pride. You already know my flow's in beast mode. I'm the queen of the north.
Queen of the north.
I reside on the north side. I wear my crown with pride. You already know my flow's in beast mode. I'm the queen of the north.
Long ago, back in the days when the animals could talk, Bear was out walking around. As he walked, Bear was boasting. "Huh," he said, "I am the strongest of all the animals." "Huh," he said, "I am the biggest of all the animals." "Huh," he said, "I can do anything because I am Bear. If I want anyone to do my bidding, I only have to tell them because I am Bear. I, Bear, can do anything." And just as Bear said that, a little voice down near the ground spoke up. It said, "You cannot do anything." Well, Bear looked down. There was Chipmunk sticking his head out of his hole. And Bear looked down at him and said, "I, Bear, can do anything I wish." And Chipmunk said, "If this is so, can you tell the sun not to come up in the morning?" Bear thought for a moment and said,
"Yes, that I can do also. I, Bear, can tell the sun not to rise. In fact, tomorrow the sun will not come up."
"That is good," said Chipmunk. "I will stay and watch." And the two sat down right there. The sun was just going down. And Bear and Chipmunk turned to face towards the east and wait for the sun to not come up the next morning. As they sat there through the night, Bear was chanting under his breath. He was saying, "The sun will not come up. The sun will not come up. I, Bear, command it. The sun will not come up." But sitting next to him, Chipmunk was chanting under his breath, "The sun is going to rise. The sun is going to rise. Bear will be foolish. The sun is going to rise." And as the night ended, a little bit of light began to appear there in the east. Bear began to chant louder, "The sun will not come up. The sun will not come up." And little Chipmunk next to him was saying, "The sun is going to rise. The sun is going to rise." And as Bear chanted as hard as he could and faced the direction of the sun, telling it not to come up, the sun lifted above the horizon. It was a new day, and the sun had come up. Chipmunk began to laugh. He rolled over and over with laughter. "Bear is a fool," he said. "Bear is so foolish. The sun came up. The sun came up. The sun came up." And as he said that, suddenly, whoomp, a big paw came down on top of him. And Bear looked down as he held the chipmunk there on the ground, and he said, "Indeed, the sun did come up, but you will never see another sunrise." Chipmunk knew now how foolish he had been. He thought quick. He said, "Oh, Bear, you are right to kill me. I am a foolish little chipmunk. I am worthless, and I mean nothing in the world. You, Bear, are the greatest of all. And if only I could catch my breath because you're pushing down so hard, if only you would just lift your paw a little bit, I would tell you how wonderful you are before you kill me. So just lift your paw up a little bit so I can praise the great, the wonderful, the powerful Bear."
"Huh," Bear said, "that is a good idea."
And he lifted up his paw just a little bit, and Chipmunk scooted out and ran for his hole as fast as he could go. And just as he dove into it, Bear's big paw whipped out, and whoosh! Bear's claws scraped right down Chipmunk's back. But he got away into his hole. He stayed there all through the winter while those wounds on his back healed up. And when he came out in the spring, he now had stripes on his back. To this day, if you see Chipmunk, you will see those stripes. And it may remind you, as it reminds Chipmunk, be careful of who you make fun of. You may be the one who is foolish in the long run. And that is how that story of Chipmunk and Bear goes. Ho!
Thank you. Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate. What's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah. It's a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah. CFRC Live Sessions. Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay. Peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
A word that gets used a lot at a radio station is the verb broadcast, as in to broadcast. Ever wonder about the past and future tenses of that word? Are you tempted to say, I broadcasted my show, or my show will be broadcasted? Well, actually, most standard English dictionaries say that the past and future tenses of the word broadcast are exactly that, broadcast and not broadcasted. So, if in doubt, it's probably okay to say broadcasted, and there are a couple of dictionaries that allow for that, but you're probably safest saying, I have broadcast my show. You're listening to A Gramophone with Daniel Wolf.
So they tell me, I can't recall who said it. I never read it.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Hello, I'm Dion Jones from Alpha, North Wales. You're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston, Ontario.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Revolving Door on CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Liam, and I'm going to be the host tonight. Again, this is the show where each week we talk about a different band, their influences, and who they eventually influenced. This week, I'm going to be talking about a band that I personally really like and have been listening to a lot lately, and that band is called Unwound. So, without further ado, let's get right into this. Unwound are a band from Olympia, Washington. They came out of the 90s and sort of that scene. Same scene as like all the grunge bands from that era, but I wouldn't say Unwound are a grunge band. They're definitely not a grunge band. They are definitely more of a noise rock, post-hardcore band. A lot of artists that I would say they sound similar to and they took influence